of you, the listener, that tunes in live every night, who can tell the difference that independent thinking makes. The best way to show our appreciation is to thank you and continue to allow our listeners the ability to download the archives of all the shows free of charge on iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud. No monthly fees, no cost to download individual shows, and none of the constant hassling for donations. That's the UPRNradio.com difference. So stick around, there's much more to come with new shows on the way. For now, feel free to join your favorite show live in the Pal Talk chat room, easily accessible off UPRNTalkRadio.com, and share the experience of listening live with other listeners from around the world. So thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the UPRNTalkRadio.com family of listeners.
Come check out Christina George's new show, Paranormal Connections, only on United Public Radio, Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. See you Monday. Hi, come check out Christina George's new show, Aliens, UFOs, and Beyond, Thursday night, 8 p.m. See you Thursday, Jeff.
Hi there, this is Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, and you're listening to the United Public Radio Network live on 107.5 FM in New Orleans and 160 countries around the world.
You are listening to United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com. 107.5, New Orleans.
You are invited to the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show every Friday night on United Public Radio Network from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time with your spiritual warrior goddess, Kathy Bilski. Kathy will share all the old truths the Illuminati tries to keep secret. Kathy also gives you the opportunity to join in with planetary healing light work that will help us manifest World Enlightenment 2016. So let's get high and fly into new possibilities. So join Kathy every Friday night on UPRN, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show. A very powerful happening.
You are listening to United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5, New Orleans.
Spaced Out Radio is glad to be part of the United Public Radio Network family as we round out your night 7 days a week starting at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Our goal is to give you that paranormal listening option that you've been missing all these nights. You can join me, Dave Scott, Monday through Friday, and James Tyson on the weekend. We promise to deliver the fastest 3 hours of radio right to wherever you are. And check out our website as well, spacedoutradio.com. Are you experienced?
Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. It's just one of them days where everything going right. Everybody come together, let's go, yo.
Hey, I'm feeling alright. Just one of them days, everything go right now. Like to keep this vibe throughout the day, if that's okay.
Aloha, everybody. This is your spiritual warrior goddess, Kathy Bilski, on the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on Revolution. Ooh, God, I did it again. Whoops. This is UPRN Radio and UPRN.radiostream321.com. Boy, talk about being a little unconscious tonight. And this is December 2nd, 2016. Tonight, I was going to actually make a whole hour of Scott Ritter's book called Waging Peace, The Art of War for the Anti-War Movement. However, there's so much stuff that's going on, especially in the United States, well, actually all over the world. I mean, New World Order's kind of taken over India and taken money out of circulation, and all those people are, you know, protesting, and what's going on in the United States with Nazis taking over. I thought instead of doing the long Scott Ritter, I'll do it another night. We'll just do the short Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals.
And if you're doing any kind of activism, it just might help you out and, you know, give you some food for thought, and maybe you'll get some ideas on how to move forward. And then we're going to do light work because it's needed, and as much light work as we can, sending energy out to the protectors on all the pipelines, especially what's going on in South Dakota or North Dakota in the United States. And work on reptilians, because, man, it's like humans versus reptilians, and humans have compassion and kindness and love and all that wonderful stuff, and reptilians are just greedy mofos, aren't they? They're nasty. They are rape, pillage, and plunder. So, you know, when you do the energy work, all it's going to do is help those reptilians that are ready to really connect with the Creator, and it's going to give them the energy to do so or be put in a position of harmlessness. And either way, we win. What I want to do really quick is give you those to the White House, which, like I said, you should have on speed dial, to really complain and voice your opinion and concerns about what's going on all the pipelines in the United States. And, you know, Trudeau wants to push the pipeline through in Canada, too. So you can call there, you know, Trudeau, and I'm sorry I don't have his number in front of me, but that shouldn't matter. It's easy enough to get on the Internet, huh? All right, so here we go. The White House number is 202-456-1414, or 202-456-1111. Morton County Sheriff's Department, 701-667-3330, or if it's constantly busy, 701-328-8118. And then you've got North Dakota Governor's Office, 701-328-2200. Army Corps Engineers, 202-761-8700. The National Guard, 701-333-2000. Amnesty International, 212-807-8400. And before I get into Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals, I don't know if you guys are really aware of, you know, what goes on in the pipelines and stuff. It all comes back to the Army Corps of Engineers. They are the ones who went against three other agencies' recommendations of not putting the pipeline in, and they just go ahead and push them through anyway. It's like they are in such in bed with big oil and big business, it isn't funny. However, you know, they will do everything they can. So you look at everybody else, and they will put the blame on everybody else like they did in New Orleans. You know, when they had the Katrina thing, they're trying to blame it on people. They're trying to blame it on, of course, you know, the hurricane. But it broke down to the Army Corps of Engineers just, you know, doing some really shoddy work. And they would not accept responsibility. Except I think 10 years later, they finally came out and said, oh, yeah, we did it. But by then, who gives a crap, right? Well, we do, and that's why I'm mentioning it, because the Army Corps of Engineers, if they would have not okayed the original permit to put the pipeline in, none of this would have happened, would be happening. And, of course, now they step back and they said, oh, you know, you shouldn't really do it, but big business doesn't give a shit because we've got Trump in power now, and he is in bed with Kelsey, the guy who owns the pipeline. And I think he's got money invested in it. Yeah, it's really scary. So that's why we're, you know, doing energy work tonight, because my God, my country certainly needs it. And I am so grateful that I'm actually out here in Hawaii. And yeah, if you've ever been to Hawaii, it's beautiful. But it's actually a foreign country. You know, it is a country. It's an occupied country, occupied by the United States. All right, let's talk about Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. And God, be defiant and resist, guys. Be conscious and be able to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Resist. Don't comply. All right, that was my rule. So here we go with Alinsky's. Rule one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. These are two things of which there is a plentiful supply. Government and corporations always have a difficult time appealing to people and usually do so almost exclusively with economic arguments. Rule two, never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Organizations under attack wonder why radicals don't address the real issues. This is why. They avoid things which they have no knowledge. Rule three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity and anxiety and uncertainty. This happens all the time. Watch how many organizations under attack are blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they're forced to address. Rule four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, then send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. Now, this is a serious rule. The besieged entity's very credibility and reputation is at stake because if activists catch it lying or not living up to its commitments, they can continue to chip away at the damage. Rule five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Pretty crude, rude, and mean, huh? But the other side wants to create anger and fear. Rule six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Radical activists in this sense are no different than any other human being. We all avoid unfun activities, but we revel at and enjoy the ones that work and bring results. Rule seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Even radical activists get bored. So to keep them excited and involved, organizers are constantly coming up with new tactics. Rule eight, keep the pressure on, never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides, never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest, regroup, recover, and re-strategize. Rule nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. Perception is reality. Large organizations always prepare a worst-case scenario, something that may be furthest from the activist's mind. The upshot is that the organization will expend enormous time and energy creating its own collective mind, the direst of conclusions. The possibilities can easily poison the mind and result in demoralization. Rule 10, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. And of course, unions use this tactic, you know, peacefully, although loud. Demonstrations during the heyday of unions in the early to mid-20th century incurred management's wrath, often in the form of violence that eventually brought public sympathy to their side. Rule 11, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. Now, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Activist organizations have an agenda, and their strategy is not only to hold a place at the table, but to be given a forum to wield their power. So they have to have a compromised solution that works for them. Rule 12, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Now, granted, this is cruel, but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. And that was, my friends, Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. So let's do some light work, all right? So if you're going to do it and you've got crystals, go grab them, because crystals will amplify what you, all the energy work that we're going to do. So what we're going to do is I want you to sit down. If you are participating, put your feet flat on the ground and, you know, your hands gently in your lap. And sit as straight up as you can. And actually, if you can't, you know, actually sit and whatever you're doing, you can still send this energy, okay? So I want you to imagine we're in this huge stadium. You got people to the left, you got people to the right. And as you reconnect with the Creator, you got the silver antenna that goes up from the top of your head, reconnects with the Creator, and feel all that incredible high energy come pouring into the top of your head and just pouring into your body. And anywhere that you're hurt and out of balance, feel that energy, a lot of that energy just stay there and kind of circulate. And as it circulates, it just, you know, releases stress and energy while we're doing this work, while your attention isn't on it, in a very gentle, kind, loving way. So we're sitting in this huge stadium. You got people to the left, people to the right. So feel all some of this energy now flow down your right arm, out your hand. And imagine yourself that you're holding your neighbor's hand and creating many, many circles because it's a stadium with many seats and sections. So feel that energy now flow down and allow it to flow through the right, your right hand into your neighbors. And as the energy flows into the right, we're going to call all the gods and goddesses in, past, present, and future, Sai Baba, Shirdi Baba, Prima Sai, Krishna, Jesus, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. I'm going to call to your twin soul, your divine mate, and ask that they send one of their soul selves and feel them standing behind you, and they're putting their hands on your shoulder and adding their energy to what we're doing. Feel your guardian angel stand between us and put their hands over our hands, and they're amplifying the energy even more. And we're going to ask that all the other people who are doing prayer works out there to allow all that energy to join in so the light work is even amplified more, and send love and light to the left. And as the energy circles to the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. And we invite the trees in and ask that the trees take this energy and send it into the earth through your roots, through your branches, send it out so humankind can react in a positive light. And, of course, in the center of our stadium, we've got a 10-ton crystal. So we're going to call to all the crystals, rocks, stones, minerals, all the earth keepers on the planet, to lock into our earth keeper in the center and amplify it even more, 100,000-fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into this light circle. And I'm going to ask that every person here receives a healing while we're doing this. And that, Mother, Father, God, you guide us into doing that. Our will, but thy will be done. So take a deep breath and feel now. We're going to release people's hands to the right and the left. Feel them sitting comfortably on your lap. And as you take a deep breath and exhale, feel all that divine energy now come pouring into your body. It's flowing out your heart chakra and your arms and your hands, your third eye and throat and solar plexus. And all that energy is forming a bubble light in the center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all the reptilians that are on the planet. So let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to the Creator who has all the data, past, present, and future of all the reptilian personnel blueprint to activate the information that allows for healing of all thoughts and memories that are blocking and holding reptilians back at this time from moving forward into enlightenment. We call upon the Creator and ask for the permission to release all reptilian personality fragments, which have become our fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, spouses, relatives, friends, colleagues, customers, politicians, government officials, and all ancestors, animal, insects, higher selves, oversouls, avatar master guides, and angels, all other life forms and consciousness in Earth, in other stars and planets, in other galaxies, seen and unseen, known and unknown, who may have offended other personality fragments and consciousness, their family, relatives, ancestors, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in thoughts, words, deeds, and actions, from the beginning of the creation to the present and all future potentials. We ask the Creator for unconditional full forgiveness and untangle all vibrations and frequencies between humans and the reptilians, asking for the permission to activate the knowingness in all personality fragments and consciousness. Ask for the permission and activate the cleansing of all the personality fragments and consciousness. Purify, release, dissolve, cut, and erase all the unpleasant and negative memories, blocks, energies, information, frequencies, and vibration, and transmute these unwanted reptilian energies and information back to the pure light now, and it is done. We now close all interdimensional portals that the reptilians enter our world from, including any portals being opened from any satanic Babylon ritual, including the portal up in the CERN. As we close and seal these portals, we make them invisible so they no longer can be used, as well cutting ties and neutralizing all satanic symbols that open gates for demons to enter. We ask the Creator that if it's for the highest good of the earth and all life forms, that the Creator steps in, neutralizing this single white chromosome that is added to the reptilians' DNA and makes the reptilians more aggressive and warlike. We see it being replaced with a chromosome that makes them kinder and compassionate, compelling them to speak only truth. We ask the Creator to reactivate the hormone in the reptilian brain that allows them to become spiritual beings. This also lets the reptilians now be released from all addiction they have to the dense physical world and the sensation it offers. Let this release be done now. If it's for the highest good of the planet, we ask the Creator to raise the energies and frequency vibrational fields that are affecting all interspace planes that are between dimensions that the reptilians exist in. We send the violet flame through these areas to transmute all lower vibrations and frequencies back to light, as well as clearing out all addiction energies that being held in those spaces that are feeding the reptilians. Let us now cancel, clear all dark work done in any vortexes or portals. As this is done, the earth begins to raise the vibration back to light, freeing the planet of the lower vibrational pull. We also cut all ties to real energy between humans and the reptilians that allow shape-shifting and interdimensional travel. Cancel clear all psychodrugs that are suppressing human intelligence, along with vaccines. May it all turn to plain water. We cut ties and cancel clear all reptilian DNA energies activated by the vibrational frequencies created by the Illuminati secret society rituals that activate demon possession by the reptilians, especially those that have the reptilian bloodline. We are now cutting ties and remove all blueprint overlays that suppress reptilian souls As these overlays are removed, they are now open to a spiritual existence. This also allows them to balance their male-female energies, which will also allow reptilians to create a third force of divine potential. We cancel clear all Illuminati secret society rituals that are activating the reptilian DNA in reptilians as well as human hybrids. Instead, we see these rituals being reversed and now empowering reptilians to reconnect to source. Love can and is changing their genetic coding, reconnecting them to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings that have unlimited potential. We ask the Creator to step in, and if it's for their humanity's highest good, that all ties to the Anunnaki Nordic alien reptilian races are now cut forever. As these ties are cut, we see a change in hybrids and reptilians, releasing them from their beehive mentality, allowing them to become an individual as memories now of individual choices, family bonding, and freedom. Reptilians, you no longer have our permission to misuse humans, past, present, and future, which includes the stealing, killing, making slaves of us, our children, nor any other human life form, unjustly imprisoning us for crimes we did not commit, drinking human blood, eating human flesh, and feeding off of human orgy energy. You do not have our permission. Anyone who chooses not to go forward in the golden age and tries to stop this prayer from forward movement, I ask their higher self, spiritual teachers, and guardian angels to step in and put them in positions of harmless, replacing reptilian rule with a spiritually awakened human control of the planet. We ask the creators to give reptilians special grace and unlock the doors in their minds that are keeping them from connecting to the higher frequency of light, release all that which are holding them back. I ask all the creators to close down the reptilian part of the brain and open up the divine God brain, filling them up with whatever high vibration is needed to shift them so everyone gets to go into the golden age, leaving no one behind. Send these beings and entities whatever vibration, sound, color, and memories of being connected to the Creator so they can gently evolve into the light. The Creator, their higher selves, and angels know exactly what each one needs and are sending it to them as we speak. As more reptilians awaken, see us propelling ourselves far into the divine golden age, way beyond the Creator's wildest dreams of a golden age planet where humans and reptiles live in peace and harmony. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. So take a deep breath and fill this up with love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so again, as we take another gentle deep breath, feel that divine energy flow down again. We're going to create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the pipeline protectors. So let's send energy now to all the protectors of the land and water. May they be sent all the resources to win, see their activism gaining worldwide momentum with people from all walks of life and cultures joining in. See all the government and corporations backing down and the activists winning. We call to the higher selves of Kelsey Warren from Dallas, Texas, who owns the Energy Transfer Partnership. And he's actually responsible for many oil spills to step forward into the light and stop the pipelines. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness. And if it's for Kelsey's highest good that all his debts are called in, then so be it. Let it be done now. We remove all negative vigilante overlays over all law enforcement, including police, from the states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, including the National Guard and Sheriff's Department. We cut all ties between police and all white supremacy groups, including the KKK and Nazis. We remove the energy overlay that creates the need to go hunt and kill Native Americans, asking that they are now reconnected to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being. They now see all protectors as family and friends, choosing to do no harm and stand down or go stand with the protectors of the land. We call the higher selves of the people of those states above to protest that their police departments are sent out of state to stand up for big oil and demand that they're recalled back to their home state. We also see all protective energy overlays removed from all the security companies, including private national security, including G4S, Tencode Security, LLC, and Frost Kennel. So they are brought to trial and convicted for their transgressions against the protesters. See them being removed from all the pipelines. See the removal of Sheriff Kyle Kirchmer of the Morton County Sheriff's Office, along with Governor of North Dakota Jack Dalrymple, for conflict of interest, along with using unnecessary excessive police force. We cut all ties and contracts between all the financiers of the pipeline and the federal government to Energy Transfer Partnership and the Dakota Access Group. We call the higher selves of the decision makers to release their stuck state of mind and close down the pipeline permanently. We call the higher selves of the decision makers in the Department of Justice to step in and look into the Dakota pipeline and demand the state stop the illegal raids on the protectors of the land, as well as cease construction, holding state and pipeline accountable. See the feds stepping up and protecting the defenders of the land and not the oil companies. Let us remove all dark energy overlays over all the judges involved and ask their higher selves to reconnect to the Creator and become awakened spiritual beings that are conscious that water is life. Let us now cut all ties between the judges and the oil companies. This allows them to stand with protectors of the land, releasing all in jail without any bail or simply throwing out the case. Instead, see the pipeline company and all their security being tried for all their transgressions and going to prison, as well as paying all legal costs of the protectors of the land that has been accrued. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut ties to all machines, bulldozers, tractors, diggers, all the machines being used on the pipeline and those who want to use them to hurt the earth and all life forms. As ties are cut, we send the violet flame to all these machines to clean them up, then reconnect them to the Creator. We now command them to be neutral and keep breaking down. We send energy to the weakest parts of all the machines and see them break down now. Let's place huge magnets on all their computers so they sing. We also call and invite all the birds and spider snakes and mold and water to infest and leak into all their equipment, including all the tanks, military jeeps, trucks, helicopters, and drones, so they break down and become non-functional. Imagine all percussion grenades, all guns, including machine guns, sound cannon, stingray equipment, the LRAD, sniper guns, all jamming, unable to fire or backfire. And that also includes all the mace cans and taser guns. We call the higher self of President Obama to step forward into the light, and we're going to ask his higher self to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being that will now stand up for the water and tribal rights. Envision Obama stepping out and denying the pipeline, period. Also, let the Treaty of 1851 be respected and honored by the feds. So be it. So take a deep breath, fill this bubble up with light and love, and let's take a and let's release it as you exhale. So again, let's take a gentle deep breath and allow that energy to flow down. We're going to create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put Trump and everybody that's a Nazi, a white supremacist, anybody that he's put on his cabinet and that wants to put on his cabinet, anyone that's supporting him, we're going to ask Michael to come and remove all that dark overlay over them that's keeping them from reconnecting to the Creator and becoming an awakened spiritual being. And as that energy is peeled off of them, we're also going to call the Michael to come forth and cut and the ties between all these beings and cut all ties between any oaths, vows that they've taken between each other with each other and cut the ties to all their agendas and the fascism they want to put in power. And as all that energy is peeled off of them like an onion skin, imagine their higher selves, help them reconnect to the Creator. And as they do, we're going to send them this really high divine energy into their heart chakra and see that love energy just expand in their heart and just become brighter and brighter and brighter until it actually affects their brain, because the heart actually rules the body. And we're going to ask the Creator to shut reptilian brain down and activate their God brain. And we're going to ask Michael to come in with Trump and remove the overlays and cut all his ties to business. And we're going to call and ask the goddess of truth to come in and whatever he is dealing, to bring it up into the surface and do it in a way where people can deal with it and stop it if it's not for the good of humanity and the world. All right, fill it all up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, again, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the Nazis on the planet. And if that includes Trump and all his cronies, then they are in there. It's a big bubble. So in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. And we're going to put in all their sacred symbols into this bubble of light, that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed. So the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see this energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. If this symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. I command that any portals, stargates, time portals, including the time portal at Montauk, being used for the dark purpose of manipulating time or allowing dark forces from other dimensions on the planet, be cut from those that are misusing them, closed and sealed forever, made invisible and moved so they cannot reopen them again. Imagine any machines being used for this purpose breaking down now, including the CERN. See any magic symbols and rituals being used to rent the veils between inner dimensions be rendered harmless. I ask that all those who try and run Vril machines become confused so the machines do not function properly. As Vril energy is corrected, see humanity become conscious and focused on the divine spiritual growth, bringing the golden age into manifestation. I ask that all that misuse the Vril energy be tied and bound. All Vril machines are cut from their masters, and any byproduct from Vril, including any psychokinetic energy, mind-altering, manipulating machines, and any Tesla invention being misused. I cut these elementals from their masters, cleansing them with the violet flame, fill the elementals up with love, and command them to neutralize themselves by breaking down and no longer functioning. This includes any machines, computers connected to the Elf Heart programs, any microwave cell phone towers, airplanes, spy satellites, jets, helicopters creating chemtrails, and the Montauk program. I ask anyone trying again to misuse the Vril energy through the use of sound, color, water, chemicals, drugs to stop now. step forward into the light and help us bring the earth into the golden age peacefully. Stop manipulating humankind by creating apocalyptic energy. We choose not to work with the light in a peaceful way. I ask your higher self and guardian angel to put you in a position of harmlessness. I ask Michael the Archangel to cut all energy and money sources from those that misuse the Vril energy, redirecting that energy to light workers to put towards their divine missions and making their lives prosperous and comfortable. We cut all ties and magical contracts the Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Catholic, Vatican, Church, Empire, and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light, and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the First through the Fourth Reich is now dissolved, and see it manifesting on the earth. All right, fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, I want you to form another bubble of light in the center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the reptilians in again, and the ones that are raping our natural resources. So we call to the Goddess of Justice and all the members of the Karmic Board, and I want to bring to your attention the souls that are stealing Earth's natural resources, murdered all the wildlife on the planet by the thousands, and souls that are trying to bring back nuclear. Anyone who is in the Illuminati, Jesuits, Bilderberg Group, Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, all secret societies, all dark politicians, high-ranking military decision-makers, and any satanic magician, I ask that these beings be allowed to reap what they have sown and that you allow them to have their karmic return now for those offenses and crimes against Earth and all life forms. I ask that their karmic be returned to them 10 million fold. I ask that as they receive divine justice, that they are allowed to become conscious as to why they're receiving this karmic payback. Let them understand, O wise ones, that their karma will be overturned when they have done many acts of kindness. I ask the Karmic Board to take the abundance they have accumulated and redirect it to all the light workers on the planet so that the abundance may now be used for works of good. I give the Goddess of Truth permission to bring everything up to the surface the reptilian human hybrids do, so there is nowhere to hide. I ask that all reptilian human hybrids short out every time they try and take Earth's natural resources in any way. May all the reptilian human hybrids have lots of computer crashes, mold infections, and virus infections. We also are placing huge magnets on all their hard drives, creating crashes with all information lost. Imagine lots of tiny insects of all kinds, including termites, infesting all their telecommunication equipment, as well as all their buildings becoming rat and mice infested that love to chew on all their wires, creating many shorts and fires. See sand and dust and water getting into all their telecommunications equipment. We ask that all reptilian human hybrids now go dyslexic every time they go into their workplaces and make lots of errors in everything they do, as well as much infighting, which creates much distrust from within. We now envision all their equipment they're using to rape the earth and our natural resources breaking down and no longer working continually from this day forward to infinity. Let's cut ties that the Anunnaki reptilians have for gold. We call to the Mother Earth to now take back all energies of gold as well as all other metals and natural resources that have been taken from her, including water. We now tap into the entire energy vortexes that were used to take all this material off the planet, commanding these vortexes to gently reverse themselves, pulling all this energy back into the earth. This includes all gold that was taken to other galaxies and misused, water and other minerals. We see the Mother Earth pulling back all this gold energy that was used in any cloaking devices anywhere in the galaxies. We ask the Mother Earth to pull her natural resources back and return them back to her And as the natural resources are returned to Mother Earth, she goes back into divine balance. As soon as the energy of all metals and natural resources are returned to the Earth, all vortexes go back to their correct spin. Let all veils and cloaking devices be removed from all reptilians around you so they become visible and obvious to all. Let all their machines used to extract Earth's natural resources be seen and dismantled. See these reptilian-human hybrids reconnecting to the Creator, becoming conscious, awakened beings, so unhappy with their jobs that they all quit, and their guardian angels guide them to constructive jobs that will help humanity. We call the higher selves of whoever is directing dark magic at our planet and all life forms and taking our natural resources, asking them to stop. If they choose not to, which is their free will, ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in positions of harmlessness. I also put them in a bubble of mirror that faces them 2 inches from their nose, contain their works. I also add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute their dark energy so they may gain no forward movement from it. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. We imagine that all supercomputer information gathering stations are infected with red ants, snakes, spiders, killer bees, wasps, mice, rats, molds, dust, bats, termites, beetles, magnets, on all their equipment and backup equipment. Spies hear nothing but white noise. If they are dark intent toward light workers, we ask that Ganesha put obstacles up so everything they do is difficult, a perpetual life of living Murphy's Law in retrograde. May this energy stay up around them until they choose to do works of good. See all life forms living on Earth being protected from any and all black magic. We ask that all veils and overlays that are keeping humanity and all life forms from awakening and seeing truth be removed now. As this energy is removed, everyone reconnects to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings with unlimited human potential. We see them speaking their voices in ways they will be safe and heard. All right, let's fill this up with light and love. And let's see the Earth, the energy of all Earth's natural resource being returned to her, creating stability. Now let's place an invisible energy field around the Earth so no more natural resources can leave. All right, now let's fill this bubble of light up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. So again, feel another bubble up with light, and in the center of the stadium over the big crystal, see it forming. And in this bubble of light, I want you to put yourself, and we're going to put in all the light workers on the planet, all the activists, and we're going to send them so much light. See them filling up and yourself up with so much light that you're now magnetizing to yourself everything you need to be successful. And I'm going to call to Ganesha, the remover of the obstacles, to remove all the obstacles in your way so you have a clear path and you're successful. Now, add more light into this and let it get. I'm going to put in now all your missions and all your divine purposes, and I'm going to ask that they too are given positive forward movement. And you're very, very successful in what you do, and things are easier for you. All right, let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right. And so we're going to do 3 ohms and close the circle. And come on, you guys, nobody's going to hear you, so you can ohm with me. And if we are actually all together in person, which I have a light circle I do on Thursday nights at my store in Hawaii, and it's Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles, and Joy, at the end we'll all put a hand on my big 1,000-pounder crystal. And when we do our ohms, you know, she just, we all pull into harmony. It's just amazing. And you can feel yourself vibrate with the crystal. Okay, so let's do 3 ohms. Om. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. And we bless all the gods and goddesses, and we release everybody that joined us. And I want to thank you all for joining in tonight. And, you know, this light work is really, really important. It does make a difference. But now we're going to ground. I want you to put your feet flat on the floor. And I want you to feel the earth energy come up your legs. And as it gets higher, you're going to feel yourself begin to ground, pull back in body, becoming very, very clear-headed. And with every breath, you're grounding to the planet, and you're very, very centered. Now, if after this program you're still lightheaded, then either go hug a tree just for 30 seconds. I'm not drinking. I'm really releasing a lot of energy for you guys tonight. I don't have my beer on the side, okay? It's all light work. Really, honestly. So go hug a tree, 30 seconds. Imagine yourself sending all that excess energy into the tree. And when you're done, ask the energy to the tree to send you energy back, and you'll immediately ground. Or you go hold some hematite, which is a stone, or the stone lodestone. That'll help you ground, too. Or you go eat something after the show, or, you know, take a nice warm bath. But you just need to pull yourself back in body so you can function, unless, you know, it's very early for you and you've got the whole day ahead of you. Just make sure you ground later on, unless, or you just may be up all night. So for me, please ground. I would really appreciate it. And remember, guys, we are doing World Enlightenment on December 21st through December 22nd this year, which is solstice. And we're just asking everybody to chant as much as you can that day. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Really simple, really easy. You know, let's call that enlightened energy down around everybody. You know, it's up to us to do it. Are you talking about enlightenment? If you don't, how can we really get this snowballing? Put that thought into people's minds. And if they go, huh? What are you talking about? Well, great. Have a discussion on what light will be like or should be like when people are connected to the Creator. You know, it's very, very magical. So, guys, it's really important, and I want to say thank you all for joining in and doing this energy work with me. The more we have and do it, the more it's going to happen, and we're going to overcome everybody that's doing satanic work, and we will quantum leap into the enlightenment. You know, it's amazing what light can do when we group together. And I'm going to ask for you guys, because you're just so on it, awesome, I'm going to ask that Spirit will bring you a heart, or one or two or many heart's desires this week, and you're just filled with joy. And if really you want to contact me, you can contact me through my website at www.angellightom.com, angellightom.com, or, you know, I've got all my Angel Light Healing products on there and a couple of my books. One you can download for free. I'm also on YouTube. All my shows are there. So you can, you know, go through another light circle if you want to amplify light. Of course, I'm on Facebook under Kathy Bilski and Catherine Bilski, which is my professional name. And, you know, you can write, I put all the power prayers that we do on there. So if you want to do them over again, you want a copy, write and ask. I'd be more than happy to send you a copy. I do it all the time. If you need any kind of healing work done, give me a call. You can give me a call at my store, 808-775-9400 from 11 to 4 Hawaiian time. And I do a lot of healing over the phone, or I do it by Skype. Or, gosh, I even do it in person when people come into my store. What an excuse to come to Hawaii, you know, swim with the dolphins, hug the biggest earth keeper in Hawaii, which is in my store. Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles and Joy in Honoka'a, Hawaii. That's in the Big Island. And I have a 1,000-pound crystal that you can touch and hug. I have an Angelite table that you can lay on for free. And for those that are allow me to, I do free mini massages with my Angelite tools. And if people need the curse removal energy balancing, then I offer it to them for free. And, you know, I also do the soul retrievals. That takes an hour. I do that by donation. And if you've gone through it with me, you know how powerful it is. And if you can't wait for me to do it over the radio again, well, you can always call me or go to the YouTube channel. I actually have a double soul retrieval under Kathy Belsky that you could do if you really want to get your path clear and you want to move forward. You know, it's out there. The curse removal's out there for free. You know, the clearer you are, the more successful you're going to be. And I appreciate you so much. And, you know, you're scoring points in heaven tonight by being here, guys. You are awesome. You are, and I, you know, wish I could actually see you. You make my Friday nights very special. And to gather such a great crowd like this to do light work is what a gift. You know, it's a gift from the universe. And to be able to get together like this and do a huge group circle, I mean, how amazing. Only we can do this in this lifetime, you know. Couldn't do it in Jesus' lifetime, that's for darn sure. But what a gift for the light workers. And on that note, you know, come see me in Hawaii. Or, you know, contact me on Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn, and I'm on Google Plus. Oh God, I'm on Twitter too. So, you know, if you guys want to say hi on Twitter and, you know, help me grow, I am brand new to Twitter and I need people, especially other light workers that will help share the message. And on that note, I hope you have an incredible week and Spirit brings you many of your heart's desires. Aloha.
Sunday night, as Dave Scott wanders aimlessly in the wilderness. You can come hang out with me, James Tyson, in Spaced Out Weekend. Starting at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, I'll take you along as we talk with some of the best experts in their fields. SpacedOutRadio.com is the place to find us. So sit down, relax, put your feet up. Enjoy the topics like the paranormal, supernatural, intuitiveness, and so much more. Hope to see you there.
Hi there. This is your psychic medium, Joanna, and I would love it if you would join us every